Wednesday the 26th of March, Yud Tes Adar Sheni, Rabbi Yehuda Levinson, Parshas Porah and Chukim.
Good morning. We're approaching Shabbos Parshas Porah. So I thought it would be an ideal opportunity to speak a little bit about the Inyan generally of Parshas Porah and perhaps on a broader view of the Inyan of Chukim in general, those mitzvahs which, as Chazal tell us, and we'll quote words of Rashi, Mitzvah Shem, words which Rashi brings from Chazal, mitzvahs which seem to have no apparent reason, no apparent explanation. So to speak a little bit about this Inyan of Chukim and the limud that comes out from some of the Svarim HaKadoshim that speak about these Chukim and Parshas Porah, and the Inyan of Porah Aduma in particular. We'll begin with the Gemara in Chulin. This is in Chulin Daf Kuf Tes on the base, famous Gemara. Omole Yal Sol Rav Nachman. So Yaltsah, the famous Yaltsah, famous from the Mice in Gemara and Brachas, she was the wife of Rav Nachman. So she said to Rav Nachman, Mechte kol man, Mechte kol de osalon Rachmano, everything which the Torah forbids, Shoralon Tavose. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave something which is very similar and permitted it. She gave quite a few examples here. Osalon Doma, for example, the Torah forbade us to eat blood, you have to salt meat, or roast liver before you eat it. Nevertheless, shoralon tavdo. But the Torah does allow us to eat liver. And liver, as Chazal tell us, and the Shulchan Aruch Halacha is about this, liver is essentially an organ which is blood. And the Torah allows it. So the Torah forbade us to eat blood, but the Torah gives us a tam, the taste of blood, in allowing us to have liver. She continues, nido dam toihar. Dam nido is osur, but dam toihar is permitted. Chelef behema is osur, chelef chayo is permitted. Chazer is osur, moicha de shibuta, which is the brain of a certain type of fish, which as Rashi says has the tam of chazer, the Torah permits it. So says Yalso to her husband Rav Nachman, everything which the Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu forbids, he didn't just say you can't taste it, you'll never experience it, he gave in the bria something similar which is permitted, so you could have the taste of all of the things that the Torah offers. You could go through life and experience everything which the Torah forbids in another shape or form. Now she comes to the point of this whole introduction. Bo'inon lemechal bistro b'chalbo. She says, I want to eat basar b'chalav. I want to eat a mixture of meat and milk. Bo'inon lemechal bistro b'chalbo. Amalu Rav Nachman, the tabchi, so Rav Nachman said to the butchers, Zavikula kochli, Rashi says it means take some cow, some the udder of a cow, which is meat, which contains within it milk, take it, roast it on a spit, and that will be the tam of basar b'chalav. So this is the Gemara. He also gives an introduction. The Torah forbids many things, but allows something which is similar in its place, and I want to eat basar b'chalav. And here, just looking at this Gemara, it strikes me, Yaltsah is interested in knowing where we find a similarity to everything which is osur in the Torah, where we find something similar which is mutter. She could have said, Bo'ino lemeida, I would like to know, my shoralon, what it is that the Torah permitted, which has got the tam of basar b'chalav. Why does she say, Bo'ino lemeichal bistro b'chalbo? I want to eat it, I want to taste it. Enough to know what it is. She wants to taste bistro b'chalbo. Turning a little to the words of Rashi in Parashas Porah, beginning of Parashas Chukas, so Rashi tells us, very well known words, Zois Chukas HaTorah, this is a Choyk, introduction to Parashas Porah, the union of Tumah, Tumas Meis, and then the Avoidah with the Porah Adumah, and sprinkling of water mixed with the Aether of the Porah Adumah, which takes away Tumas Meis, and makes the person Torah, Zois Chukas HaTorah, you won't be able to understand it, it's a Choyk, says Rashi, famous words of Chazal. Because the Satan and nations of the world mining at Yisrael, they taunt Klal Yisrael. Come and taunt us. Loimar, maha mitzvah zois, umatam yesh, but what's it all about? It doesn't make an ounce of sense. So therefore, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gizeira hi melefonai. No, it's a gizeira, ein lecha reshus, lahara achareho. You've got no right to go asking and wondering, just do as you're told. So these are the words of Rashi, famous words of Chazal. And the Sfasemus here asks, well, what's the answer? There's a problem here. The nations of the world and the Sultan come, the Yetzer Hara within every person, niggles at the person, says, come on, you don't know what you're doing, doesn't make sense. Open your eyes, be a bit more logical. So what's the answer? Sfasemus, Mahu HaTeretz, what's the answer? We find later, Rashi quotes towards the end of the parasha. Rashi goes back, as we know, over all of the Pesukim with the Medrash of Chazal. So Rashi brings the words, Marshal Leben Melech, I'm sorry, Marshal Leben Shifcha, a marshal to the child of a Shifcha of a handmaiden, Shetine Paltin Shel Melech, that soiled the king's palace, Tavoy Ha'im, so the mother had to come, Takanea, Toyas Benoah, she has to clean up the mess that her child has made. And again, it's true that we know the Egel is related to the Egel Hazav, related to the Parah Aduma. It's true, Parah is the older one, the Egel is the younger one. It's true, but still we have to understand, in the Marshal, what is this idea of the Ben Shifcha? A child comes and is Metanif, Pahat and Shemelech, Tavah Ho'em, let the mother come and clean it up. What's the Ben Shifcha, Marshal Ben Shifcha? Marshal Liyeled, Litinoik, Shetine, Pahat and Shemelech, So what is this Ben Shifcha that Chazal mentioned here? And particularly, as a final point, what is the connection here between the Egel Hazov on the one hand, the Chetra Egel on the one hand, what's the tikkun here that comes by the whole Avoda of the Parah Aduma? So to begin, I'd like to quote something from the Maharal, in as much as I can understand it. It's scratching the surface, of course, but nevertheless, it's a wonderful idea with a wonderful chizuk, even on the level that I understand it and can present it at. So the Maharal says in the Sefer Tiferet Yisrael and Perek Ches, he says, we've already explained, and this is his opening comment, we have already explained that the Torah is mitzareis a person. The Torah purifies a person like we are mitzareis metals. This is a term that's used for smelting metals, where all the impurities are driven off and you're left with the perfect, beautiful item of value, pure silver, pure gold. So similarly, the Torah is Mitzarei Tabriyot, says the Maharal, we've already explained that to you. So this is his opening comment, and he continues along these lines. And the Maharal says, quote the Medrash tells the Medrash Rabbah, Parshas, again in the Indian, the Parshas Parah and Parshas Chukas, Eino Yehudi came to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he asked him, he said, all this business, this hocus pocus that you do with your Parah Aduma, it appears to be magic, appears to be witchcraft or magic. What is it all about? Somebody saw me, and you get some water and ashes and sprinkle them. What's it all about? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to him, have you ever seen, I'm just saying over the Rosh Hashanah of the Medrash here, not saying all the details, have you ever seen somebody, somebody who's taken over by some sort of spirit and he becomes ill? Perhaps in those days they believed that illness came from spirits that entered a person, it sounds like that. So the fellow said, yes, I've seen that. He says, what do they do? So he said, well, they bring on certain roots and they burn them, and the drives off creates a lot of smoke, and then they pour water to sort of make the smoke settle, and the Ruach Chazozis leaves the person. The person has a report. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Yishmu Oznecho, let your ears hear, Mashat HaMoshi Mipicho, what you're taking, what you are expressing with your mouth. You're saying yourself, somebody comes along, he's got some sort of illness, we don't know what it is precisely, but he's ill, and you take some roots, and create some smoke, and then you put water on the smoke, and the fellow gets better. Do you understand it? No. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, it's precisely the same as Parah Aduma. First is Tomei, it's like an illness of some description, you come along, this is a prescription, and he gets better. And this person went away quite satisfied. So the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, very nice, very good, you've answered this fellow, but you pushed him away the corner, so to speak, with a little straw, so to speak, you just gave him a little answer which will satisfy him. But in truth, what is the reason behind Parah Aduma? What is it all about? You can push somebody off with a very shallow sort of explanation, but the truth of the matter, we are Talmidim, we understand what Torah is, what's it all about? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, you should know, a mace is not metame, and the Efer Parah is not metaher. It's all Gezeirat Hashem. This is the answer. A mace not metame, and the Efer Parah is not metaher. And the Maharal explains this as follows. The Maharal says, the Torah is Seichel Eloki. It's so to speak, if you can put it in those terms, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Seichel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's good for a person in the world that he's created. He creates the world, humanity, what is good for humanity, what is good for his nation, what's not good for his nation. These are not physical things. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Seichel. He says, we find, for example, some of the Sforim say that Ma'acholos Asuros, forbidden foods, whether it's dam or chaylev, mentioned in last week's Seder, and the various Ma'acholos Asuros. So he says, some of the Sforim say that, and we find this actually in the Rishonim, that the Ma'acholos Asuros of themselves have a bad effect on a person. They're merely mezegra in a person. It's, these foods are things which have in them some sort of ingredient which are damaging to a person. And they'll damage the person physically, and that will have an effect on him in his ruchnias, and therefore the Torah says, don't eat them. That's why the Torah set Ma'acholos Asuros away from humanity. So the Maharal says this is not correct. It happens to be true, says the Maharal, that these foods are harmful to a person, and they will damage a person, whether it's eating blood, whether it's chaylev, whether it's basar b'chol, of all of these things, they are harmful to a person, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated us from them, he doesn't want us to harm ourselves. But that is not the reason for the mitzvah. The reason that the Torah asks them to us, says the Maharal, is because there's a seichel, there's an order in the world which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created. And with that order in the world, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu has set it down, he's given us his chokhmah, given through the Torah, given to mankind, is such that if we follow the rules that he's given, we will be clean and pure, and if not, we will damage ourselves. It's not a physical type of damage. It's true that these foods do damage us physically, and that will have an effect on our neshama also. But that's not the reason for the mitzvah. The reason that HaKadosh Baruch gave us the mitzvah is because we have a nefesh, a neshama elokit, we have a spark of holiness within us, and that spark of holiness is ignited and it's perfected by doing the Ratzon Hashem. This is the point. It's not the food itself that harms a person, therefore HaKadosh Baruch says, stay away. It's more than that. It's by doing the Ratzon Hashem, the neshama which is within a person, that piece of ruchnius which is within a person is kindled and nurtured. He says, if we were not to say this, then the Torah would be nothing more than a book of remedies, a safer refuah. So what I understand from this is as follows. There are certain things in the world which are dangerous to man's health. So stay away from them, you'll be healthy. That's fine. So a person in the physical world, he watches his diet, he'd be a healthy person, he should be blessed. If all other things being equal, he should be blessed to have a long, healthy life. He'll remain thin, he'll remain fit, have a healthy life, he watches his diet. That's fine. But by keeping to such a regimen, a person's not moisif, doesn't add anything to themselves. That's an inyan of refuah. You keep yourself healthy and well. You're not adding any koichas to yourself. You're a human being with human koichas. You can preserve those koichas by living within a certain framework. If that was the reason for the mitzvahs, then if a person were to refrain from basar b'cholov, to refrain from dam and chaylev and so on, they would remain as what we might call a healthy person, whether it's physically, whether it's in ruchnius, they'll be healthy, but they're not moisif anything. So the Maharal, the Torah, is moisif, it mitzareis humanity, it perfects us, it's just like metal which is smelted becomes pure, it becomes better than it was. It's not just preserved by the smelting process, it is improved and perfected and made beautiful. So in similar fashion, by keeping the mitzvahs of the Torah, whether or not we understand the reason, the fact is that we are moisif, we add purity to ourselves. And this is the inyan of the mitzvahs of the Torah, that the Isuri Ma'acholos and so on, all of these things are forbidden to us because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a means of adding kedusha and perfection to us. So we look at the mitzvahs and we say we don't really understand what it's all about. If we don't understand it, people start asking questions. Why should they watch it? Questions, questions, questions. Says the Maharal, if the Torah was a book of refuahs, of remedies, we would be entitled to ask, what's that got to do with that? How does that physically, not touching that, make me physically better or worse? But it's not a physical thing. By being Mekayim Ratzon Hashem, and Ratzon Hashem, which is something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Seichel, as we might call it, for want of a better word, understands what is the best thing for us. By keeping that, we are metzareis and we perfect ourselves. So this is what the Maharal tells us. The Maharal says, Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Yuma says, V'nitmei sembam, by Ma'acholos Asuros, you eat them, V'nitmei sembam, you become tamei through them. And on that, Chazal say, "Al tikre bin." It makes them elevate tamtam. You become blocked up by them. And on this, Chazal say, I think it's Rishem Rabbi Yishmael, that aveira is metamtam a person. Says the Maharal, we see from here, it's not the food, it's not the issa which is metamtam the person. It is the aveira which is metamtam the person. It's true that eating these foods has its chedek in damaging a person. That does its job in damaging a person. But the venitmeisembom, the real damage that is caused is from the aveira going against the Ratzon Hashem. So when a person lives a life, as the Maharal puts it, of seder, he lives within the framework of the order that the Torah imposes upon him, then by doing that, he is purifying himself. And if chas v'shalom, a person takes a step outside, beyond that framework, then there's not just the physical effects of the things that they're eating or the aveiras that they're doing, there's more than that. There is the fact that they've gone against Ratzon Hashem is metamtein them, it damages them. This is the wonderful school that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put in the Torah. It is moisif chayim, it's moisif tahara on purity to the person who keeps it, and the person chas v'shalom who doesn't loses the purity that he's got and spoils himself and becomes distanced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the school of the Torah. And therefore, says the Maharal, Chazal tell us, Teyas Kayanim, Parashas Kedoshim, Al Yoimar Adam, a person should not say, E'efshi b'bofer chazir. I don't want to eat bofer chazir. It's horrible, it's disgusting, it's off-putting. A person shouldn't say that. On the contrary, a person should say, "Efshi mitzad hateva, for what I am, I'd be very interested in eating it. I would like to have it." But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was geyzer on me not to eat it, meaning that I understand that the purpose of it is not to keep me away from something which is disgusting and harmful. The purpose of it is to give me a means of being metayim Ratzon Hashem. We don't know why this is Ratzon Hashem, but it is Ratzon Hashem. And through having the opportunity to be metayim Ratzon Hashem, just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was geyzer, not because of any harm in the food itself, no physical reasons, the fact that I'm metayim it for that reason, and that reason only, Efshi b'vasa chazir, I'd be very interested in eating it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going there not to. That is my reasoning, and by doing so, one is moisif kedusha, one's metzareif oneself. So these are the words of the Maharal. Simply put, the Torah is more than just a book of remedies and refuahs for various illnesses and a book of how to keep fit, how to be well, and so on. The Torah is the means by which a person becomes pure and holy. Says the Maharal, when a person keeps the mitzvahs, his seichel is uplifted to the seichel Eloki, and he is misdabek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how the Maharal puts it. He's misdabek, he manages to connect himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the scholar of the mitzvahs of the Torah. And the Maharal says, that being the case, since that's what it's all about, it's not relevant in the least whether we understand the process or not. If it was something which is physical, makes you better, keeps you well, and so on, look, you're entitled to ask, what is the process? We live in a physical world, it's a physical body, I'd like to know how it works. That's it, because that's the sum total of it. It's there given to me to keep me healthy. I want to know why it keeps me healthy. But since it's a much higher inyan, that through the mitzvahs, one is misdavek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one is drawn closer to Hashem, well, that's a process which is beyond our understanding, and therefore we are metabolists, and that is, it's not a physical thing. So taking this principle a little bit further, that the Torah is mitzari for person, is a very beautiful thing which Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes in the Sefer Nefesh HaChayim. The old print is, I think there's at least a few new prints of it, in the old fashioned one, where you have at the side, the thin columns of the Shtikla from the Zohar Kodesh at the side, so I think it's in Daf Zayin there, and it's in a Hagor, it's a little comment in one of these thin columns at the side. Reb Chaim Volozhiner speaks about the Nusach of Brachas, Birchus HaMitzvot, Asher Kiddushonu B'mitzvotav. The Tzivonu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mekadish us with the mitzvot. We also say it's still, Kaddishenu B'mitzvotav. Sanctify us, make us holy with your mitzvot. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, perhaps quite well known, he says the most fascinating thing. He says when a person is Mekabel on themselves to do a mitzvah, so far they've done nothing physical, they've just made the decision they're going to do a mitzvah, going to give a pruta to an oni, going to do chesed, going to daven, put on tefillin, whatever. He's made the decision, he's going to go and do it. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, there is a light which comes down from Shemayim, which encompasses and surrounds that person, and the person is lifted to a different madrego. And he explains that this light comes down and it's strengthened, and it gives the person the ability to go and actually do the deed. Because there are many, many good reasons for why a person might have excellent decisions in life to do things which are ruchniyistic things, but there will be many good reasons why he may not achieve that. He may not be zoicha. There can be all sorts of mafriim, all sorts of things in the world which will be stumbling blocks to him and stop him actually being mekayim ratzon Hashem. So when a person makes this genuine decision to go and do something which is ratzon Hashem, there is an oyer, a light from Shemayim, which descends upon that person, and they're surrounded by holiness, and that gives them the impetus and the power to go and do the mitzvah. When they have done the mitzvah, says the Sefer Chaim V'Loshana, this light becomes extremely strong, it surrounds the person, and he says that the person is considered to be in Gan Eden at that time. To the extent that, he says, it's impossible for a person to do an Avera. That means, apparently, I think what it means is that if the person is mekabel on himself to do the mitzvah with the full heart, and then he goes and does it wholeheartedly, then the power of that mitzvah is so enormous, he's been so sanctified, asher kiddushonu b'mitzvah, he's got such an enormous infusion of kedusha that he could not possibly do an Avera. Could not come to an Avera, and he's sitting in Gan Eden at that time, surrounded by the mitzvah, gives him a din of being in Gan Eden in this world. He says, V'atem hadveikim ba'ashem elokeichem chayim kulechem hayoim. So he teaches the pasuk, you can be dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chayim kulechem hayoim, whilst you're still alive. Never mind when the person goes to the oil for MS and he's kuloi rochni, it's all neshama. V'atem hadveikim ba'ashem elokeichem chayim kulechem hayoim, whilst today you're still alive, you're totally dovuk to Hashem. This is the power of the mitzvah. Eile ha-mitzvot, says the Torah, says these are mitzvot, ha-chukim, asher yaseh ha-odom oisom v'chai bohem. Says Reb Chaim V'Loshana, v'chai bohem, the person, the Torah doesn't say v'chai mehem, he derives life from them. He's chai bohem, he's actually in the mitzvah, surrounded by the mitzvah, by the ruach of Kedusha, and he's living inside the boundaries of that mitzvah. He's totally surrounded by a wall of Kedusha. This is v'chai bohem. So this, says Reb Chaim V'Loshana, is the meaning of the brach, what we say in brachos asher kiddushonu b'mitzvah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctifies us. Again, the mitzvah, and Reb Chaim V'Loshana is moisif here, not just the performance of the mitzvah, but the decision that precedes the mitzvah, the decision to go and do that mitzvah, to be mekayim ratzon Hashem, that of itself introduces a whole new spirit of kedusha and tzirus, perfection, to a person. It cleanses a person and brings them to a higher madrega. So this is again the same principle. The Torah is moisif kedusha and is matzari for person. Kadoshenu b'mitzvaytecha, so we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu tefillah, give us that power of kedusha through the mitzvahs that we perform. The Sfas Emes, we mentioned the Sfas Emes says, asks the question, for Aduma, as Rashi tells us, the Satan umot olam moinin as Yisrael, they taunt Klal Yisrael, what's this mitzvah all about? Ma'atam yeshbo, explain it. You don't know what you're doing. So Gzeiru Himil Fonai. So the Sfas Emes asks, what's the answer? Gzeiru Himil Fonai. So the Sfas Emes tells us, and again it's along the same lines. Says the Sfas Emes, the tam for a mitzvah. The reason for a mitzvah. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do it is a dovor ruchni. It is something which has no place in this world. It cannot be understood. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's seichel, if we can call it that, kibyokol, it's a different type of thing to our seichel, to our intellect. And our intellect cannot stretch that far, totally different. So therefore, we cannot understand the tam ha-mitzvah. It's tam ha-mitzvah, the reason is a dovor sichli, it's a dovor ruchni, as the Sfas Emes says. And the Sfas Emes right here in the normal print of the Sfas Emes, page 134 and 135 in the Sfas Emes in Parashas Chukas. Says the Sfas Emes, because the tam is a dovor ruchni, he says, therefore, when you start to do a mitzvah, you're mekayim a mitzvah, you're a piece of flesh and blood, piece of choymer, piece of gashmir, you can't possibly understand it. However, by being mekayim the mitzvah, and presumably this means again and again and again, b'hasmodo, a person comes to feel the tam of the mitzvah. And again, I think it's the same idea. You mekayim mitzvah first time, you, so to speak, introduced to Yiddishkeit, a mitzvah boy first time puts on a tefillin or whatever, is a physical human being. Now the mitzvahs will infuse kedusha into him. The Maharal told us the mitzvahs that tzarif the person. When the person is uplifted, and as the Maharal says, their seichel becomes dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's no wonder, as the Sfas says, they begin to appreciate the time for the mitzvah. So a tzaddik may not be able to write down the reason for the mitzvah is this, this, and this. Maybe nobody can reach that madrega. But we all know there's a certain feeling that we get with our smother of doing a mitzvah again and again, that it has a certain depth, and we have a certain feeling within us which we might describe as understanding or appreciation of the mitzvah. This, says the Sfas Emes, comes with the kiyum ha-mitzvah, that one is uplifted, becomes more ruchniyistic, and then one can appreciate, at least to some extent, the time of the mitzvah, which is in itself a dovo ruchni. And this is the path in life. People stand on the sidelines, they say, it doesn't make sense to me, Shabbos and this and that, it's not for me, I'm a more rational type of person. But these rational people don't realize that everybody is in that situation, because the geschmack, the tam of mitzvahs, the understanding, the feeling, that's something which is above and beyond us. Only when a person is mekadesh themselves, and they introduce themselves to a different level of living, only then can they take a feel the tam of the mitzvah, which is a double roughly. So these are the words of the Sfas Emes. And the Sfas Emes says, and this is on page 135 in the Sfas Emes, he says that Olam Hazeh, the pleasures of Olam Hazeh, are completely different to Olam Haba, to Torah. The Dibri Olam Hazeh, he says, the Seder Hadvarim is as follows. First there is Cheshek, a person is interested in something. He sees some nice food, he's interested in eating it. Why did you eat the food? Because I like it. That is the rationale for taking pleasure from this world, because I like it and I want the pleasure. So first comes the Cheshek, then comes the Maisa, one eats it. After that, says the Sfas Emes, there is the stage of Nios. Well, the person says, I can't take any more. I've eaten so much ice cream, I cannot take any more. He's put off by ice cream then. So there's the Cheshek, the Maisa, and then the Nios. The person's disgusted and put off by it. Says the Sfas Emes, with Divrei Olam Haba, it's quite the converse, quite the opposite. When a person sets out to do mitzvahs, the cheshek is not always there. Somebody's tired, he's got to pick himself up and go to learn with the chabrusa, or he's got to pick himself up and go and daven ma'ariv. Somebody's tired in the morning, he's got to schlep out of bed, put on a tefillin. One doesn't always feel like it. The cheshek does not always precede the deed in divrei olam haba. The deed comes first. There is the Maisa. So what we might call the Mios, the being put off, which is at the end stage of Olam Hazeh, that, in a certain sense, might precede the mitzvah. It doesn't feel like it. He's not drawn to it. Then there is the Maisa, the person pushes himself nevertheless, and then Soif HaKavod Lavoi, then comes the Cheshek. The Cheshek comes at the end. It's quite the opposite. And this is the school of the Torah, that when a person throws themselves into the mitzvah, then they appreciate the tam, then they see the beauty of it. So summing up, this is the message of the Paraduma. The Paraduma, Taka, the nations are moining Nessie soil. They taunt us, what's the reason? The answer is, it's a different process here. Were it to be a physical process, we would be entitled to ask. It make sense. How does sprinkling water and somebody with Tomei, how does that take away a tumor? We would be entitled to ask. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Gezeira, it's my seichel, and you have the opportunity to come and be misdabik to my seichel, climb up. And it's irrelevant whether you understand the reason or not when you're functioning on that level. This is the skula of Paraduma, of the Chukim, and in fact of all of the mitzvahs of the Torah. That is the answer. It's not just, be obedient, don't ask questions. The answer is, it's appreciating that you're going to achieve something on a much higher level. The Torah is there to be mitzari for you. That's a process which nobody can understand. Those are the dividends that are paid by doing mitzvahs. So the time is not relevant to taka true. It's a ruchniistic process and we don't understand it. But it's not physical, it's ruchniistic. This is the one aspect. Just to finish, we asked a couple of questions here. Yalso asked, Bo'ino lemeichal bistro b'chalbo. And I'm suggesting that this is the point here. Yalso is saying, I'm not interested in just knowing what's the corollary of Bosa B'cholav that's permitted. I want to taste it because I want to impose on myself this understanding that it is not the item physically or the taste of Bosa B'cholav that harms a person. I want to eat it and to impose on myself this absolute knowledge that one can eat something which is got the taste of Issa, which you can call Bosa B'cholot, and it will not harm, it'll even do me good, because it's Ratzon Hashem. What counts is Ratzon Hashem. It's not for Ina Lameda. I'm not just interested in knowing academic knowledge what is the corollary of Bosa B'cholot. I want to sit and eat it so that I'm showing to myself and teaching myself the limud that it is Ratzon Hashem which is Mitzarei for person, and going against Ratzon Hashem which is Mitamei a person. And indeed the Maharal says, that's why we have halachas like Ben Pekuah, where there's no din of Shechita, the Chelev is mutter, it's the same Chelev, it's the same cow, doesn't need Shechita, you can eat the Chelev. Why? That's Ratzon Hashem, we don't look at the Chelev itself. So this is the what Yalta is, what I'm suggesting, why Yalta wanted Dalka to eat, but Ina Lemechal, Bistro Bechalbo. And similarly, we come to the idea, as Rashi puts it, Tabay Ho'ein, Utkaneach says, B'la Moshal Leben Shifcha. And this is what I want to suggest here very briefly, I know that we're running out of time, just very briefly. The Avos HaKadoshim, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they had the power of Avdus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't ask questions. The Avos HaKadoshim didn't ask questions. Avraham Avinu by the Akedah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him you have a child. Now he says you've got to shech the child, that's your only future, where's the nation, Kashrut. Avraham Avinu didn't ask anything. And similarly it is with all the Avos HaKadoshim. It was years of Avodah without asking questions. Yaakov Avinu, on Ashenis Yoinis. And so on. They didn't ask questions. When Moshe Rabbeinu went to Har Sinai to receive the Luchos, so he didn't come down after 40 days, Rashi tells the whole Cheshbon, so he even started making Cheshbonos. Doesn't make sense. Logic, sorry, he's supposed to come down. Akasha, we've got a question here, we have to have a Teretz. They introduced their own Seichel into the equation. And this was the Chet HaEgel. Whatever it was that they did wrong, the Avodah Zarah, whatever, as the Rishonim speak about it. But behind it was, they made their own Cheshbonos. Instead of saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Moshe Rabbeinu said, it'll all be answered. They introduced their own Seichel into the equation. And when one does that, then one comes to Chet HaEgel. The power that Klal Yisrael have, as a Ben Shifcha Davka, that we come from the Avos who are Avodim to Hashem, we are B'nei Shifachos, we are the Bonim, the children of great people, who in spite of all their greatness, they were Meshabed themselves, they lowered themselves, Rotzon Hashem, my intellect doesn't come into the equation. We do what we're told, all the questions will be answered. That is the remedy, that is the power of the Parah Adumah, that we come now, and we are Meshabed Aseichel, we Taka don't understand it, and nevertheless, we're Mekayim Rotzon Hashem. When a person has that approach, that is the tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. We used our intellect, we made cheshbonos, we asked questions, and we insisted on having answers, we came up with the Chet HaEgel. When we go to the other extreme, and we put our seichel to the background, and we're Mekayim Rotzon Hashem, Parah Adumah, then the Torah is Mitzarif us, and we're lifted up to the Madrega of being true Avodim to our Kodesh Baruch Hu.